two or three years ago that would start that noise early in the morning, and it would worry me. I wouldn't know what in the world it was, and then we'd hear it the next day, and we couldn't find it.
I bet that was a strange sound, wasn't it?
It was a strange sound, and coming down through the house, you know. And one day I was out in the yard late in the afternoon, and I heard that, and I just kept listening. I happened to look up there, and he was just going to town on that antenna.
Oh, me. Well, he sure wasn't getting many buzz out of
that. He must have worn his beak off because he quit.
Oh, boy, he thought that was the toughest tree he'd ever tied into. I've never heard of one of them getting on
something. But he just kept coming back.
That's funny. I wonder
how hard it made. I can imagine. I guess it gave him some kind of headache, too.
I don't see why it wouldn't.
What is the animal that runs around in the woods that smells very bad?
Okay.
Skunk. What are varmints?
Hmm.
Are they bugs or animals or what?
They're animals. I don't like a pole cat thing like that.
Yeah, just anything, a pest kind of thing. What kind of squirrels do you have around here?
Well, we have a little gray squirrel.
Do you have any of the big...
there's a few red squirrels, the gray squirrel and the little brown squirrel.
Okay. You know, some people call those red squirrels fox squirrels. I guess that's the same
thing. There's a few.
They ate up our pecans this year before they ever... turned brown. They ate that green hull off of them because they dropped a lot of them on the ground.
What about the big frog that you hear at night down in the swamps?
Bullfrog?
Yeah. What about the little tiny frogs that you hear a lot of?
Oh, tree frog, I believe.
Okay. What about a frog that lives on the dry land? You call him a what?
Toad frog.
Okay.
You feed them a load of buckshot and they can't move.
Yeah, right.
You ever tried him, Bill?
No, I've heard of it, but...
You go ahead and mash that shot out of it, and he'll leave.
Let me ask you something. Have you ever heard, have you ever seen anybody hypnotize a chicken by drawing a line on the ground and sticking his nose down to it, and you put his... Now, I've tried this. This is like that boiling pot thing. I tried this, and I know it worked. You can grab an old chicken and put his head down where his beak is just touching the dirt, and you can draw a line right from the tip of his beak right out like that and let go of him and he'll stay right there.
Is that so?
I don't know what makes it do that way, but he'll do it.
Well, that's a new one. That's the first time I've ever heard that.
Well, I've tried that. Now, next time I find me a toad, I'll fill him full of shot and see what happens.
Well, you can just let him be sitting and you just roll them to him and he'll lick up every one of them with his tongue and he'll swallow so many that he's so heavy he can't move.
You mean he
I've done that on the front porch. My granddaughter was up here one night. I said, "Hon, did you ever see a toad eat a shot?" And she said, "No, ma'am." So she said, "Grandmother, let's do it." So I told her how it was, and we got a shell and got the shot out of it, you know. It's a cement patio back there. And he was sitting right up next to the wall. We just rolled the shot up to him. I let her do it because it was so...
Well, I thought you meant you had to get him and pour him
over. Oh, no,
he'll
lick
that tongue. I didn't know he'd sit there and eat him.
He'll do that so fast you can't see him lick that tongue out. He'll get every one of them.
That's something else. What is the best kind of worm to use as a fish bait around here?
Earthworm.
Okay.
Redworm. Called a mophia.
When you're fishing, what about the thing that's got a shell on his back that lives in the water that'll get your bait sometimes?
Turtle.
Okay.
Terrapin.
Now, some people say that the terrapin is the one that lives on the land and the turtle lives in the water.
I know the turtles do live in the water, but we catch these little old terrapins in the water, too.
Yeah, they will go in the water. What about the little old thing that lives in a creek or something that's got pinchers on him and he runs backwards?
Crawfish.
Yeah, some people call those crawdads or something like that.
Crawfish.
When you're sitting out on the porch at night, if you leave a light on or out on the patio, the kind of looking like a butterfly will come around it.
Lightning bug.
Okay, but this is something like a lightning bug, but he comes right up against the light and flies up against it.
Oh, yeah. Moth.
Okay.